I want to turn over to a couple of our students on the line. Riley and Laurel, we would love it if you guys would talk a little bit. Zach has some questions for you.
So this 20 minutes, we're going to dedicate just to you guys and talking about. So just the brief outline is we're going to start with the actual experience, and then we're going to get on to how you personally were affected and how the school has changed, what precautions have been taken, and what activism, anything like that. So our first real question to you guys is just, Laurel, you never really got to fully explain your experience at Aztec. So if you could just go as much as you want into depth with that. Thank you so much.
Okay, so like I said, normal morning, we were doing a project in astronomy. We hear gunshots in my classroom. We could hear gunshots. And so we at first don't really know what's going on. Like, everyone's checking their Snapchat or whatever to see. And then the dean of students announces that it's a lockdown. And then I guess the shooter pulled the fire alarm. So the fire alarm went off, and the dean of students announces, don't leave your classroom. It's unsafe. Like, this is a lockdown. And so we're really freaked out. We can see SWAT team and cops running by our window, and so we decide to go hide in the closet. And I guess we were in the closet for probably 30 minutes before we go out and look at the window again. We are hearing all kinds of different things. Like, I heard that 15 students were injured, that 5 kids were dead, that there was 4 shooters. Like, I heard all kinds of different things, and we didn't really know what to believe at that point. And so after a little while, the police knock on our door, and we're told to put our hands on our head and exit to the gym. So we walk across campus to the gym. There's ambulances, police officers, everything. It's filled. And so we're in the gym for probably an hour before we get to see our parents. And then we find out what happened and the truth and everything. So, yeah.
That must have been terrifying. So how long was the shooter active out of that time that you were there? And how do you believe that the school itself was properly prepared to deal with that?
The shooter wasn't active for very long, but as you know, he only killed two students. But the school was prepared because the police station, the police got there in 1 minute, actually. They got to our school and broke in to stop him. And we have this wonderful janitor named Emery Hill, and he ran after the shooter, putting his life in danger to save us all. And he was yelling that there's a shooter. He was, like, telling classrooms to lock their door.
Just for a little bit of background for the audience, when the truth came out, who was the shooter, and was he a student at the school, or what, had he graduated, and what do they think his motives were?
He was a former student. I forgot his name. William Atchison, actually, is his name. I've never met him, never seen him. I guess he works at a gas station near our school. Well, not near our school, actually, across town. And he just got off work before he came to school. And he disguised himself as a student in the morning before he went into the bathroom to get ready, I guess. And Paco Fernandez went into the bathroom and met him, and he killed Paco. And then Casey Marquez was coming up the stairs, and he shot her, too.